Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You might remember we heard from the O'Canmi family who were facing deportation. We spoke to them here on Lunchtime Live just a number of weeks ago. Their community, their local community, held a demonstration against their deportation. And one of those, Finbar O'Brien, who's from the De La Salle Rugby Club, is with me here on the line today. Because, Finbar, we understand the family have now been deported back to South Africa. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. So that happened on Saturday morning. On Friday, there was a TT went along and met members from the GNIB, and it was to discuss her voluntary movement back to South Africa or Nigeria. At that stage, she was given a bit of time to go along and go back to them with an answer. We had a meeting with TT on Friday evening, along with her solicitors and a number of other people involved. So she had decided that she was going to move back, but we were going to go to the GNIB and ask them, would they, on compassion grounds, allow Sam to finish his leaving cert and obviously Joseph to go along and finish out his academic year in school. And then on Saturday morning, everything changed. TT and Joseph were staying over with friends because Joseph had a match on Saturday morning. And Sam was in the IPAS centre out in Navan Road by himself. And the guards arrived. He was arrested. He contacted TT. They went back to the IPAS centre because obviously Sam was in trouble, and then they were all just loaded onto a bus and taken to Dublin Airport.
And this is when listeners will have heard about the 60 South African nationals, and including 9 children, being deported. I think that was on Saturday. Is that right? It happened on.
That was on Saturday, yeah. I think the flight left Saturday afternoon, arrived in South Africa on Sunday morning. And obviously there was just a mixture of, you know, different people on the flight. I know I had messages from Sam, just didn't know what was happening, didn't know who was on it. He knew there was sort of prisoners, families, individuals on the flight with them. And obviously they were being escorted by the Gardaí as well. So just a very frightening time for the family. And I suppose from our point of view, it just felt that while there was ongoing conversations on Friday, and, you know, that we thought there was still some glimmer of hope, I suppose, at that stage that something could be done. And then just to arrive on the doorsteps at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning was just, look, at the end of the day, at the end of this, there's children involved. They're being taken away, put in the bus, not being told what's happening, and just being told they're being deported back to South Africa.
Now, I know the department will say, you know, there's obviously an application process for asylum, and that, you know, they won't comment, I'm sure, on individual cases, but I'm sure if they were here with us today, they'll say that, you know, they have a process, they have a system. If people were refused their application for whatever reason, then they're told to return to South Africa. And I assume that seems to be what has happened in this case.
That is what has happened. I suppose, look, we were looking for on a compassionate ground for a family that's fully integrated into the community. That they're, you know, it's not just, obviously from the family's point of view, it's devastating, but it's also devastating for their teammates, their school friends, you know, their friends in the church, just members of the community in general. And I've met a number of them over the last few days, and like, they just how quick everything happened. In some ways, it just felt like it was nearly they were being, brought into something and told they would have a few days to go back with an answer that they would be voluntarily allowed to leave, which they had already decided they were going to do, and then just to be arrested on Saturday morning without any notification. And obviously, you know, when children are involved and people are being put on buses and whatever, it is scary on them. And obviously the mother came back to her own son to make sure that he wasn't by himself. So look, it's just devastating. That's how we would treat children.
Like, I heard the Social Democrats, Gary Gannon, on this morning talking about, you know, the idea that a deportation process would take place while children are in school during the school term. I think he described it as wrong that would happen, that they should be allowed to see out the school term even.
Absolutely. Look, Sam is one I know best. I've coached him for the last 2.5 years. Look, he's a very, very good student. Would expect to do very well in his Leaving Cert in June. And now there's no chance of that happening. And look, I don't know whether, I don't think there is any way that he can sit it from South Africa or whatever, even whatever. But I don't think that's going to be a possibility. Obviously, from Joseph's point of view, he's just in the middle of an academic year. Like, it is very tough on.
Well, look, we don't have a spokesperson for the Justice Department with us on the programme today, but I know that previously they had talked about the application process being there, being a system in place, and if asylum is refused, then people are returned to South Africa. For the moment, though, we'll leave it there. Finbar, thanks for joining us. Finbar O'Brien there is from the De La Salle Rugby Club, which Sam, one of the O'Canmy family children, was part of that club squad as well. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.